with one accord. Every praise is to our God.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God.
God, my Savior.
With one accord, every praise is to our God.
Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Lift your hands unto the Lord this morning and just adore his presence, honor him, bless him. Oh, we give you glory and praise, O God. Masutaya makalibu yendele bebe. We exalt you, we bless you, Lord. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you for your awesome presence, O God. Masukai makaba ba 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 ba. Oh, yes, Lord. And I want more of you. Oh, I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you,
I want more of you.
Oh, I want more of you. Oh, I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
You make my life so beautiful.
You make my life so, so beautiful,
beautiful.
And ask you, Lord, you have made me here on earth.
There's nothing
greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. You have made me
here on earth.
There's nothing greater than this. Oh, that's why I love you forevermore. Oh, I want my love you. Oh, I want.
Yes, Lord.
I want more of you,
Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know. More of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you, more of you.
I want
more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you. And I want more of you.
Yes.
Masukata
yes.
Baba Yababa.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I want more of you.
More of you, Lord.
Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you. Jesus. More.
Somebody put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Thank you, Lord. We bless and honor you. Have your own way this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and you may be seated in His presence. Hallelujah. Well, once again, I want to salute our father and founder and prophet, Bishop Doug Hewell Mills. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man of God. Great father, great prophet. But for him, I don't know where I would have been by now. So we thank God so much for his life. And may the Lord strengthen him more and more and more and lengthen his days. May the Lord crush all his enemies under his feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. And I also want to salute my very dear mother, Sister Joy Philippe Bruce. God bless you so much. I don't know how my life would have been if I had not encountered you. I thank God so much for your life. God bless you. And I also want to salute Bishop Patrick Bruce. Hey, my own dear father. Hallelujah. It's through them that I became an elder on campus, chief elder. Through them I became a pastor. Through them I became a reverend. And through them I became a married man. Through them I became a bishop. God bless them. God bless you. You may be seated. And I'll salute the angel of the house, Bishop Eddie Febe. Great, 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 great man of God. God bless you so much. Hallelujah. Please be seated. I believe God is going to speak to us and bless us this morning. In Matthew 28. From verse 18, it says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Hallelujah. Now, the Great Commission is also a commission of His presence. The Great Commission is also a commission of His presence. We are to carry not just His word, not just whatsoever He has commanded us, not just to go out with teachings, but we are also to go with His presence. He said, "And lo, I am with you always," all the way or always, whichever one you choose. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. So even as we've come to be stirred up, to go out there, evangelize, win souls, hold crusades, establish the souls, one of the key things we need is his presence. And so as Bishop Hidfe was talking about his presence in the room and all that, I said, Lord, I thank you that you are here already, and thank you for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. So every pastor, every soul winner, one of the journeys you must embark on is a journey of his presence. A journey to have his presence with you. A fight, everything that you need to do to have his presence with you, you need to do it. It's a quest you must have. It's a strong desire that must be in you. It must be a great longing in you that you will have his presence, because it is his presence that makes all the difference. Without his presence, you will only go with the letter of the word. You will go without authority. You will go, and when you preach and teach, there will be no conviction. Because the conviction, it comes from his presence. But when the Holy Ghost came and Peter preached, Bible said that, and they were pricked at heart and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter told them, repent and be baptized. Hallelujah. So what we need is his presence. His presence makes all the difference. When his presence came, the church grew from 120 to 3,120 in one day. What we need is a presence. And this morning, for a short while, I'm going to share with you from the anointing and the presence. The anointing and the presence. Oh, how we need his presence. And when his presence is there, it can be felt. And when someone is around, you know he's around. In Ezekiel 48, verse 35, I'm going to share very briefly from chapter 3 that Jehovah Shammah, God whose presence can be felt. I'll share from it briefly. And then I will share from chapter 8. Who has his presence? It says, thank you, Lord. Ezekiel 48:35. It was run about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. That's Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. If he is there, he is there. If he's not there, he's not there. You cannot fake his presence. You can't fake it. If he's there, he is there. If he's not there, he is not there. You can't fake it. You can't force it. You can't pretend that he's there. If he's there, he's there. If he's not there, he is not there. And it is his presence with you that is what makes all the difference. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. When he is there, it can be seen. That is why Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He said, Master, we know that you are a teacher who have come from the Lord. We know it. I mean, we may be saying things and whatnot, but we know it. For no man can do these things, these miracles, these works you are doing. No man can do it except God is with him. I pray that you will leave this conference with his presence. As I pray that you will leave the conference with his presence, you will go out there with his presence, and his presence will be the difference in your ministry and every evangelistic work. Hallelujah. Now, this particular chapter I want to share with you and this book sets me on a journey. A journey to seek for, to sought for, to long for, to go after his presence. It's even changed my prayer life the more, and what I spend a lot of time praying for. And I can see the fruits of it in my life already. It started somewhere last year, around May, June. I was in my office praying, reading. And then as I got to point number two of Jehovah Shammah, whose presence can be felt, that chapter 3, it said, I will be as the dew unto Israel. And when God is as the dew unto Israel, what will happen? He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots. The remnants shall take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. The remnants shall take roots downwards and bear fruit upwards. May his presence take you downwards. May his presence take you deeper and bear fruit upwards. And cast off her roots in Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. Hosea 14, verse 5 and 6. It says, it's a very prophetic words. May something enter into you as you receive these words. God will come to you as the dew. Dew is invisible. Dew is invisible rain. The prophetic effects of this invisible rain is the watering of your life. May your life be watered. I said, may your life be watered. May his invisible rain be around you. May it be on your ministry. May it be in your church. May it be in all that you do. You cannot see dew when it's falling, but you can see the effect of the dew. You can see the effect. When his presence is with you, it may not be seen in a certain way, but the effect of the presence is felt and can be seen. It says, and see, a watered life and an unwatered life are two different lives. A watered ministry and an unwatered ministry, they are two different things. A watered missionary and an unwatered missionary are two different people. watered mission and an unwatered mission are two different things. I don't know how markedly different the weather pattern here is. But at least in the north, the seasons are very clear. Very, you cannot be confused whether the season is very clear. Very clear. You cannot make a mistake. You cannot. From around November, when the rains have ceased to fall, the dryness begins. You can be sure that your cement can be outside. There will be no rain. By December, you begin to smell the Harmattan. You smell a certain dryness in the weather. May dryness be far from your life. I said, may dryness be far from your life. 0% humidity. Dry. I mean, sweat will not stay on you. No. You will even feel it that you are sweating. Because it's just evaporating and drying up. Towards the end of December, then the Harmattan comes out. Cold. Sometimes, in the morning around like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., thereabout, you may have a temperature of 15, 16 degrees. Say 9 degrees before. And then by midday, you can easily have 35. So your body will be like, ah. You were feeling cold some few hours ago, and suddenly you are feeling hot. And then the dryness continues. By March, the temperature 42. 43, 40, 45. I remember somewhere in March, I was praying, it was around 1 a.m. and the temperature was 38 degrees. Night time temperature, 38 degrees around 1 a.m. How can you sleep? Develop strategies of sprinkling water on your bed. Soaking towel and putting it on you. News has said people put towel in a freezer and when they're going to bed, they remove it and put it on themselves. Clear. And then by June, July, the rain begins to fall. The place begins to become green. Some fields, I mean, you won't even see any plants. Dry, brown. But when the rain begins, suddenly, the dry, brown field begins to become a green field. May your mission become a green field. As I may your mission become a green field, may your ministry become a fresh green field. The rains begin to pour in. And by September, the weather is so nice, cool, and you really enjoy it. The difference is so clear. In the same way, if you do not have the dew of His presence to water your life, just as the dry season is so different from the rainy season, there will be a difference in your life. But I pray for you this morning that your ministry shall be watered. Your life shall be watered. Your preaching shall be watered. Your steps shall be watered. All that you do shall be watered by the invisible dew of His presence. Makota sika yabaka. The presence of God cannot be seen. However, you can see the effects of its presence. This is why the presence of God is likened to dew. God says he will be like the dew to Israel. He will be the invisible growth factor to Israel. This was a word that entered into my spirit. He will be the invisible growth factor to Israel. The moment I read this, I just went down on my knees. I said, Lord, may you be the invisible growth factor of my ministry. May you be the invisible growth factor of the church. May you be the invisible growth factor, O Lord, of my ministry. And I don't know how long I spent praying based on just this sentence. Oh, may his presence be the invisible growth factor of your church, of your center, of your basenta, of your mission, of your evangelistic ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus. When the dew of his presence is there, there will be growth. There will be growth. Because his presence is like dew, an invisible growth factor. People cannot see why. I hear people in the spirit, I hear people discussing and wondering how is your ministry growing? How can your ministry growing so much? It's the invisible rain, the invisible growth factor. Oh, may it work in your life. May it work in your ministry. May you see it at work. Makota si kalaba. The invisible presence of God has fantastic effects on your life. The effects of his presence is growth. You will grow as a lily. May you grow. As a minister, may you grow. As a pastor, may you grow. As a missionary, may you grow. As a shepherd, may you grow. May you grow by this invisible growth factor of his presence. May your church grow. I said, may your church grow. May your church grow. May your choir grow. May your ushering team grow. May every aspect of your ministry life grow because of this invisible growth factor. Then it goes on. The effect of his presence is roots. 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 You will have deep roots as in Lebanon. Oh. Please find a verse for me. The remnants shall take roots downwards and bear fruit upwards. Please find for me. Masukayama karabakata sakataka. Koriandolo wo shindirimu katababa. I found it. Lalimo sutalama yo ikobo lima sakataka. You bear fruit upwards. You take roots downwards and bear fruit upwards. Isaiah 37, 31. Thank you. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Israel shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. May his presence make cause you to take root downward and bear fruit upwards. May you take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. May you take root downwards and bear fruit upward. It comes from the effects of his presence. I see you going deeper. As I see you going deeper, because of his presence, deeper into his word, deeper into the ministry, deeper into the thing of him. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah. I prophesy to somebody that you are escaping from smallness of missions, smallness of branches, smallness in church growth. You are escaping, and God is taking you downwards and causing you to bear fruits upwards. The house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. His presence causes you to go deeper, and you begin to bear fruit. Fruit, all will see your fruits. But when you see a mango with the fruits, I mean, you don't need to ask any question. It's clear. And a mango you are seeing stand with many fruits. It has roots downwards and fruits upwards. May he take you deeper and may you bear fruits upwards. May all see clearly that you are bearing much fruits. Masuka takaya makabosh. Then it says, you will have deep roots as in Lebanon. The effect of its presence is branches. The effects of his presence is branches. Branches. I see you having branches. Branches near, branches far. In the name of, I see your branches multiplying. Your branches will spread far and wide. I see your branches spreading far and wide. Far and wide, far and wide. Now listen. As I started this journey, I can already see the effect of it, even in my branches. I've been in Boku. This November will be 17 years. And the number of branches we had earlier on was 21, which means an average of about one branch a year. So 1.2, so one branch a year. Then as I started on this journey, from the time I read this thing and it entered my spirit, just between November 2020, just last year, November, to April 2021, we have started 25 branches and centers. Yes. It's like for 16 years, one branch a year. One branch a year. And then just between November and April, so that's November, December, January, February, March, April. Within 6 months, we've started 25 branches and centers. If it's not a presence, then tell me what it is. If it's not an invisible deal, then tell me what it is. It's so clear that in 16 years, one branch a year. And then when this invisible deal came, suddenly, in 6 months, 25 branches and centers. I see it coming upon you. As I see it coming upon you, I see you branching out far and wide. And see, a number of the branches and centers we started, a number of them are far, far away. And God raised people who go with their motorbikes to preach and come back. To preach and come back. I see you having the same testimony. As I see you having the same testimony. Far and wide. In fact, one of them, they meet under a tree. Yes, one of the branches under a tree. And as I'm speaking now, by the grace of God, through our prophets, a 9x18 building is going on now. As I'm speaking now, carpenters are working. As I'm speaking now, masons are working. Laborers are working. In fact, there are two. Two of the branches we started in November. The two buildings are going on at the same time. And amazingly, they are on the same road. Amazingly, they are on the same road. Same road. So you made this building and then you just go just about 20 minutes drive or even less than the next one. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. Now, if it's not a present, tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. That somebody is working and every a whole year of 12 months is able to start only one branch in a year on the average, and then had an encounter, and within 6 months starts 25 branches and centers, and two buildings are coming up within the 6 months. From the presence. Listen, you must get this book. Get this book. A certain transfer of spirit will come upon you. Jesus. How much is it? 25. Wow. Only. Wow. 25. Wow. You see, God has a way of doing things. When I had the encounter with this book, Lord, let your presence be the invisible growth factor of my ministry, as I read. 2 or 3 months afterwards, Prophet Kagra was to come to our church for just one night program. But then at a time, Boku became cut off because of the rain. And they have still no work on the road. They are waiting for another rain. so he couldn't come. But some way, somehow, they managed to work on the road. I mean, just a day before he was coming to, before the day he was coming to Borga for a program, because the Boku would have been a day before. So the way was made just that same day. So he said, okay, he will just come and see the place and then also see the Zivila project. So he came around, came to the auditorium. So it's beautiful. Came to my office. He's very excited. Then he said, oh, let me pray for you. And he lifted up his hands and said, Lord, may the wind, the oil, and the river of the spirits may flow in this place. Amen. That's all. Masakata ino rebeketeke. May the wind and the oil and the river of the spirit may flow in this place. Mandola masikata kaya mama. I pray for somebody here. May the wind, may the oil, and may the rain, may the river of the spirit may flow in your ministry, flow in your life, flow in your church. And I can see things happening. Many things apart from church things, even some personal things, have become so easy and so simple. I feel the difference. If you don't have this, we'll get it. Even if you have it, get another one for your wife, for your assistant, whoever. I feel that a certain transfer is going to take place. Come and get it from my hand. Mandoma sukayaba kataka. Maloma, if you believe. 16 years, one branch a year. And then in 6 months, 25 branches and centers in 6 months. And you see, last 2 weeks, we just said, oh, let's look at the average attendance that these branches have added to our mission. And many of them, a number of them, have average attendance 10, 15. When we put them together, within that 6 months, it has added 221 attendance to what we have. 221 within the 6 months. And I won't mention about income. Attendance always come with income. Yeah, for security reasons, I won't talk about it. Who is receiving the money? Okay. Lift your hands. Father, I feel something. Oh God. La Roma Kutaka Kabababa Limo Shubababa Malimo Kurando Skebelebebe. Let the dew of your presence, oh God, working in my life, Lord. May that same dew come upon him. May you see it in your ministry. May you see it in your life. As a minister, may you see it. May you see that difference that he makes. La Kutaka Malomomo. Ah, may your branches spread forth. May you branch with ease. May you see growth with ease. In the name of Jesus. Makababa. In the book. Larimo sutaya takalimo momo. Oh God. Oh, I feel it already. I feel it already. Bring it back to me. Larama koto koyo momo. Utakalimuka. Oh, that invisible rain, I feel it. I feel it all around you. Lord, may he see growth. May he see depth of roots. May he see branching. Your branches are about to spread. Zamundi, Malokata, Majemalimo, Kurakata, Kasimaka, Katome Katika Sakaimokos. Mali Maya Mama. Mama Maya Mama Mama Mama. Kamba. Rele me 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 me. Azimalomo. Come back. I feel the Lord turning your ministry around. Sakutaka. Leji malimo sotaka ino keteke me. Alimo kokaka sikataka. Marandele bebe. Oh, yes, it's happening. La sitaye. Lele, lele, lele. Ikapo danimaka. You will bear fruits upwards. You will bear fruits upwards. Your branches will spread far and wide. Oh, the invisible rain. The invisible rain, Lord. I feel it. I feel it. Ah, may the effect show. May the effect show. Experience growth and branching. La Roma. Tukata. Kayama mama mama mama. Oh, mala satandala makabala baby. Oh, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Ah. Ha ha ha. The invisible rain. The invisible rain. Invisible. But the presence and the effects can be seen. May be seen in your life and ministry. Zondolo boyo boy. Ye mama masataya mama. It's happening already. Oh, it's happening already. Ah. Oh. The dew of his presence. Oh yes. Oh yes. Your life is changed. Your ministry is changed by that presence. By that presence. Lamondolo boyo bobole bebe. Ye mama mama. Oh, my Sataya, let the rain of your presence fall on me, Jesus. Oh, yes. That
I lay.
Oh, Jesus. It's happening. It's happening. Oh, the dew of his presence.
Your presence.
Amimo, mama, mama.
Fall on me.
May your ministry be watered. May your ministry be watered. Lakata mama. May your ministry and your life be watered.
Lord, let your presence flow. Rain on me.
Oh God.
Let the rain on your presence fall on me.
It will be different. It will be different. The story is changing. The story is changing. By the invisible presence. Randomai katikama. Shokaba. 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 Batuna katayama mamamo.
Where I go. Lord, let your presence flow. Rain on me.
Masabababa.
Joy.
May you experience it.
Joy.
May you experience it. Ah. Shama. Jehovah Shama. The Lord is there. May you feel and see and experience that presence. La mama maya mama 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 mama.
This sweet flesh.
Randolobo.
In your presence.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
In your presence.
Oh yes.
Love divine.
Oh yes. your ministry be transformed. And your whole life. Magadaya. Animoyememe. Libo, 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 libo. Libo, toleme, kabara, masapanda, rababa.
It's refreshed. Let that rest.
In your presence. In your presence. Let the rain of your presence. Lift your hands wherever you are.
Every day that I live, with every breath I breathe,
let the rain of your presence fall on me.
Everywhere that I go,
Lord, let your presence flow, rain on me.
Let the rain of your presence.
Let the rain of your presence fall on me.
Oh,
everything that I live, with every breath I breathe. Let the rain of your presence fall on me. Oh,
everywhere that I go.
Presence flow, rain on.
Love divine,
love divine.
Joy unspeakable,
overflow
within my soul.
This heart of mine
is refreshed and on rest.
In your presence,
in your presence,
love divine,
joy unspeakable,
overflow,
within my soul. Oh, this heart of mine
is refreshed.
And all rest
in your presence.
In your presence. All in the instruments. All in the instruments. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody must come for this book from my heart. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes. May that deal, may work for you. May that present be seen in your ministry, your business. Oh, yes. May you be watered. Can I buy more of the book? It's finished. You may be watching online. I recommend it highly. to you. Get in contact and order for some. Is there any number that people can call to request? The number is on the screen. Yeah. Order for them through that number. Your ministry will turn around. Your ministry will change. Masukaya bakababa. Thank you for the dew of your presence. Thank you for the dew of your presence. Thank you for the dew of your presence. Maloma sutaya baba 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 baba. Oh Jesus. Ministries are changing. Ministries are changing. Somebody watching online, you seem to have given up. Oh, but there's a change coming. There's a change coming because of the dew that comes from His presence. Oh, Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. I feel like praying for my wife. Is it okay? Lift your hands. Masotaka taka. May you experience that dew. That dew of His presence. May your life be watered. Your ministry be watered. May you experience growth that comes from His presence. Branching that comes from His presence. May you experience it. May you experience it. May you experience it. May it be visible. May that invisible rain cause visible factors of growth and branching in your life and ministry. Mandori masaka daya mama. We bless your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name, please be seated. This point number two sets me on a journey. And I'm still on that journey. Even as I'm praying for, let's say, 7 hours, 5 hours of it may be related to the presence. Praying for His presence. Praying for the spirits of holiness. Praying for the spirits of the fear of the Lord. Pray for the spirit of humility. Pray for the spirit of faith, hope, and love. Pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Pray for the spirit of truth, the spirit of faithfulness. These are things that attract His presence. May you be on that journey. May you be on that journey. And may your life and ministry totally change. Let me wrap up with it, this portion. Makataya Mama. Okay. My time is virtually up. Then it says, the effects of His presence is beauty. Beauty. May your ministry be beautiful. Anything that is beautiful is attractive. Oh, may there be something beautiful about you that would attract multitude, multitudes will come to you, multitudes will join your church, multitudes will listen to you. May you attract multitudes because of the beauty that comes from his presence. Your life will be even more and more beautiful. I'm reading it out as a prophetic word to somebody. Your life will be even more and more beautiful. Your life will be even more and more beautiful. Your life will be even more and more beautiful. The effect of presence is a good smell. Shakata sumaya amakatas. You will smell like Lebanon and be detected and noticed from afar. May you be detected and noticed from afar. May people far away, may they notice the effects of your ministry. May they detect you as a minister, even though they may be far, because of the smell that comes from his presence. Anything that smells nice attracts attention. We all like to smell something nice. And when there's a bad smell, it's like, When it's a nice smell, it's like, I'm told of somebody who, someone was preparing shito, either in the next house or something. And the way the aroma was coming, the person got his own kinky. He will smell it, and he's the kinky. May there be an aromatic flavor in your ministry around you. May you smell nice. May you attract many, many from far and from near, be attracted and drawn to your ministry. Masukatayama mama mama mama. Oh Jesus, you will smell like Lebanon and will be detected and noticed from afar. From afar. You know, yesterday when I went to the restaurant having breakfast, then one of my juniors in UDS came around and said, oh, he does consultancy for some of the mining firms. That's all I see. Then he said, he's been watching me and following me from afar. I mean, I've never heard from him before. Since I left UDS, I've never seen him before. But because of the smell, said he has been following me and watching me from afar. From afar. I see people watching you and following you from afar because of that aroma from his presence. Because of that aromatic smell from his presence. We're going to Singapore and then at Kuteka. I met another junior of mine from UDS. He now lives in Belgium. So when he saw me, he was very glad. And he said, he's so excited how I've continued from campus till now. And that he has been watching me and following me from afar. I've never seen him before since we left after leaving school, nor heard from him, whatever. But he said, I have been watching you and following you from afar. From Belgium, he has been watching me and following me in Boku. Not Kumasi. Not Accra. Not a major city in Ghana. So when that smell is there, it doesn't matter which corner you are in. As you'll be detected. As you'll be detected and you'll be noticed from afar. See, if the that presence, if it is there, and if it's not there, it's not there. Can't. The smell that draws, that makes people to take notice of you, that makes them to become interested in your ministry, that makes them to want to follow you. And I see people following you because of that aromatic smell. Thank you, Jesus. I think I'm done.